Hey, how's it going?
Hi. You ready for Chris?
Yeah, if I could just do a quick intro and then we could, get right into the interview from there. That'd be great.
Okay, let me go ahead and hand the phone over. Here she is.
Hello.
All right. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Happy to have you on the program. I'm just wondering when your next fight is looking to be here in 2018. Do you have maybe an ideal time or month, anything like that?
No, I don't have any schedule yet where I'm going to fight. I have 3 fights left, and probably going to be soon. I'm going to fight 2018 3 times.
And are you looking to have your next fight against Megan Anderson?
I would like to fight somebody else 145. You know, somebody fought 2017 145. I think he didn't deserve it. I want to see invest in my division 145. I think this is my history. And so we can let my legacy and steal my division. But, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be Megan Anderson, but I would like somebody in my division.
No, that's cool, because you were mentioning a couple other opponents as well, like Cindy Dandois and Jermaine Duran to me, so it seems like you're interested in quite a few different potential fighters there.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of girls. I know our division is growing, but, you know, if you think about the first belt ever in women's MMA, I fought Gina Carano 145, and I think you deserve to have the division, and the investment division, it's easy, put the girls fight each other at 145. You know, I have a belt to 145, I waited 1 year at UFC. And you will see one fight to 145, then fight each other if you don't fight for the belt. And I think we deserve it. And of course, I'm here for support all the women. I'm not here just for support myself. And I don't want to be the girl just beat the girls 135. I want to be the real champion, fight the girls 145.
Yeah, and I think it's cool that your big goal seems to be to get a women's featherweight division in the UFC. Would that be the big accomplishment in your career, even beyond all the titles you've won?
Yes, you know, I think I'm there for make the difference. You know, I'm not just here thinking about the money, thinking to be the champion, and that's it. You know, I want to be people remember about me, the difference I did in the sport. You know, I fought to catch weights. You know, to introduce myself and then have my division 145. You know, I fight for it, and I think we deserve. I think the guys have a lot of weight class, and I think the women deserve to have the weight class equal right for all the women too. And if the men's getting paid good, I think the girls deserve to pay good too, because we do the same work. With training, we go there, we fight, and then people love watching girls fight.
Yeah, for sure. And I was wondering what some of your big takeaways from fighting Holly Holm were. Like, what did you learn from being in the cage for 5 rounds with such a decorated fighter?
I have an amazing feeling, you know, fighting Holly Holm. I think she's really good. She's a real fighter. And then I respect her a lot. You know, I train really hard for this fight. I train hard for all my fights, you know. But for her, you know, I specifically, she's southpaw. I never fought before southpaw. And I really train hard after my fight with Anthony Evans. I go to Thailand. I stay there. I train every day. You know, I bring one guy, Don Maggi, for helping me training. He's southpaw, has more than 100 fights. And then we prepared very well for the fight. And I knew Holly is a fighter. I know she's not scared of punch. You know, it's she's 17 times world champion boxing. And I knew it was going to be a tough fight. I'm going to touch her. She's not going to quit. And she showed just experience, more experience I already think about. And she's giving me a nice fight. You know, she did an amazing fight. She stayed for me 5 rounds. And I show a little bit about my game. And like people see 30%. You know, I have a lot of things I can show. And if the girls make me show a little bit more, you know, this is challenge myself all the time in the cage. People are going to see more things about Cyber.
Yeah, and it was a super interesting fight that I think a lot of people really enjoyed, myself included. But I was also wondering what your thoughts were on it being one of the biggest pay-per-views of 2017. It was in the top 3 most bought pay-per-views. So how does it feel to have so many fans, you know, really wanting to check out your fight?
I really happy about it, but I think we can do better, you know. I think me and Holly Holm is the biggest fight. I think the 145 we did now. Because, you know, Holly's girl beat Ronda Rousey, and then I think this fight, if you have more time before making the tour, media, you know, invest, and they have more championship fights in our card. I think probably going to be make better numbers, you know. But I'm really happy, you know. I'm really happy. But you just did 8 weeks, you know, the marking about the fight. But for sure, you know, next fight, the problem is going to grow and grow and be better numbers each time.
No, I think that's a good way to look at it. You're always just looking to improve, eh?
I thought
it was interesting that you're always looking to improve, even in, you know, people wanting to buy your fights there.
Yes.
But we're talking about the success of the Holly Holm fight there. Also, you saying you wanted to, you know, bring in some other featherweight women's fighters, and you're not particularly interested in fighting Amanda Nunes now, but would you want to fight her on maybe like a December 30th, 2018 card, for instance, so you could get like the full big fight feel to it?
I don't know. Any time, if you didn't bring somebody 145 on the fight, like the girl deserves to fight for the belt, can be any time, you know, can be my next. I would like my next fight because I already fight all girls on 135. And I did a lot of fights in the 142, and then these girls, nobody's as hanky in the 145. If you think about, okay, if I hold her home, she's hanky now 145 because she fought the Rainman, but she's coming for three losses for fight for the belt 145. And then this is no real hanky 145. And I would like to fight somebody really in the hanky and the 145 pounds. I think they deserve that. You know, I was thinking about Meg Anders because she's the first one contender, and she's holding the belt Invicta, was the belt that was vacated, and I think she deserves. But, you know, I have a lot of other girls who can have the opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I like that you want to grow women's MMA, not even just in your weight class, but as a whole. I mean, I really see Gabby Garcia try to do that as well with certain, you know, heavyweight and light heavyweight women's MMA fighters. Do you think nowadays there's a lot more opportunities for women in fighting than ever before?
You know, I think Ronda opened the door for a lot of girls. You know, I think she's make a lot of success when they fight, and we're seeing behind her and then help growing more and more women's MMA, you know, then see the people interesting to watch women fight. And I think just have to grow more, you know. I think if you have open more division, you know, open more opportunities for the women, and then we're going to do better and better, you know. Just have to give the opportunities for us, and then we're doing great.
Oh, that's great to hear. And I was also interested in certain boxing endeavors you could be getting into there. I heard you got a boxing license, and maybe would we see you in a pro boxing contest at some point during 2018? Does that interest you?
You know, I don't think it would be 2018 because I have 3 fights in MMA. But, you know, maybe, you know, I really like to challenge myself, and I love boxing. If I have an opportunity to fight boxing, I will. And, of course, the boxing contract is really different than the MMA contract. And if I have the opportunity, I would like, you know, this is one thing, I want to finish my career and make one boxing fight. You know, this is my one of my dreams.
Would you want to get on a card with Clarissa Shields if you were to go into the boxing realm there?
It would be amazing. It would be an honor, you know, fight at the same card with Clarissa Shields. You know, she's amazing, and she's doing a lot of pro sports. And then, you know, I try promotion her to gather me. You know, I think we all the women, and then they will fight for the same thing. And, yeah, I think you'll be very blessed if you have this opportunity.
Yeah, and it must be great to have such a decorated sparring partner there. I am sure you've learned quite a bit sparring with a multi-time Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah, you know, you learn a lot. I know it's one thing. She's training boxing a long time. She started very young. And she's too young, really. And they're like a tight kid. And I think, you know, she's had a lot of experience, like 7, 8 fights amateur. And then she's had a lot of things to teach me, you know. And I really appreciate when we train together because she teach me a lot of good things and then improve my game, getting better. And yeah, this is we're gonna change experience.
Right on. That sounds cool. And I'm also a pro wrestling fan, so I kind of thought I was curious to see you calling out Becky Lynch certain times. I thought that was fun. Is one of your goals to, you know, wrestle Becky Lynch going forward at some point in the next couple of years? And have there been any serious talks doing an appearance with WWE? Like, have you talked to the company at all?
Then contact us. I went one time here, WWE in Los Angeles. You know, I did some private training too with girls doing WWE, pro wrestling. You know, if you have the opportunity, for sure, you know, I think it's a great and good exposure. It can show you and show your job, and people from WWE are going to know who I am from MMA. I think, you know, it's going to mix and then help each other. I think it's nothing problem. I think it's cool.
So won't be seeing you in the Women's Royal Rumble then? No chance of that?
You can repeat again?
There's a Women's Royal Rumble that they're doing. I was just saying it'd be interesting to see you pop up and
okay.
Something like that.
You know, I have a lot of women there. You know, if you have the opportunity to make nice, why not? You know, I need to learn a lot because I don't know too much, but, you know, I'm a trade.
Yeah, for sure. And I noticed a lot of people who are into the sport of MMA are starting to call you the greatest of all time. I'm wondering what do you think of that? Is that something you kind of just don't think about too much, or does it reframe how you try to get certain goals going forward? What are your thoughts on people calling you the greatest of all time, I guess is my question.
I would make me happy, you know, just motivate me for keep training better, more and more. You know, for be the champion is hard, but for keep the champion a long time is to be hardest. You know, you need to train really hard. You need to be humble and learn every day because all the girls watch you, be able to beat you. You want to be your place, and you have to keep training, keep learning. You know, if you see my first fight and you see my last fight, you see how's I going. You know, this is nothing because I don't do anything. I really train and they try to improve my training and believe my team and they try to fight with the best guys, you know, and for me can learn in time. And yeah, I think just motivate me for keep doing what I'm doing the good things and the good way.
Yeah, for sure. And you've been really great with your time, and I want to be, you know, respectful of the busy schedule you have today. So is there anything you want to add as we finish up our talk here?
You know, I want to say thank you for all my Cyber Nation team, you know, all my fans. I'm really happy with them and really support me. And then not just with me now, they're a long time with me. And thank you. And, you know, if you go to my site, to chrisbar.com, you're going to be store. I have shirts there, Cyber Nation. If you want to support more of me, you know, just go check it out. Give them free. And that's it, you know, guys. Thank you, God, for the opportunity. I'm really happy this time in my career. And yes, and any thanks for all my sponsor too, Mitsubishi, Abbas, thanks for support and my team.
Yeah, for sure, and it was a great talk. I mean, you won the Strikeforce title and passed the Invicta title, and now you're the UFC champion, so great to see you in this position and see all the hard work pay off. But again, thanks for your time, Chris, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye.